A popular food truck here in Los Angeles has been building this small empire, one gourmet taco at a time. Gorilla Tacos is once again on food critic Jonathan Gold's influential list of favorite LA eateries. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
How many taco trucks do you know that not only have a cookbook, but a theme song? Robert Avila, also known as DJ Rob Your Heart, produced this in honor of his uncle Wes Avila, who created Gorilla Tacos. 5 years ago, Wes Avila was working as a sous chef at a pop-up restaurant, Le Comptoir. It was only open 4 days a week, and Avila says he wasn't making enough money to cover his rent. So he bought a simple food cart. He used his last $167 on ingredients. Then he and a friend began selling tacos in the Arts District in downtown Los Angeles without the required health department permits.
We were kind of bending the law, not necessarily breaking the law. We had to move around so we wouldn't get caught, you know, like guerrilla warfare. That's why we had that name, because we would be in like random alleys, random streets, being kind of renegade like that.
Until this year, street vending was illegal in L.A., with fines up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail. Avila says the police shut down his food cart twice. After that, he says he scraped and borrowed and drained his savings account to lease a proper food truck, a 1983 Chevy painted Dodgers blue. Then he says he applied for and picked up every permit needed to be legit and was back in business within a week. And back came the same cops who busted him.
Saw that we were in a food truck, saw that we had all our stuff, and I was like, would you like some food? They're like, yeah. They were very welcoming after that.
This is not your Diaz taco truck.
Two wild boar tacos.
Two boar.
On the menu at Gorilla Tacos, you find wild boar tacos and thick-cut bacon tacos with fried egg and pickled onion. There are wild porcini mushrooms and corn quesadillas and Thai snapper tostadas with pine nuts and tomatillos.
You know, I like to use ingredients that keep us interested in what we're doing.
Avila's specialty, sweet potato tacos, are the number one request. He uses bite-sized roasted Japanese sweet potatoes coated with butter and a homemade salsa of almond chile with scallions and tomatillos. Matillos, topped with salty Oaxacan cheese and crunchy corn nuts, served on corn tortillas. Avila uses fresh, local, gourmet ingredients inspired by his Mexican-American family's home cooking.
I was always like the fat kid that loved to eat.
Growing up in Pico Rivera, east of L.A., he savored his Tia Melinda's tacos, his dad's refried beans, eggs, queso fresco, and avocado tacos, and his mom's huge Sunday morning breakfast.
She put a scoop of lard and then put like a pack of bacon, a pack of sausages, 5 or 6 pieces of bologna and Spam. So it'd be like this big thing of cooking breakfast preserved meats. Eggs however you want them, with like Wonder Bread.
When he was 15, Avila's mom died after years of suffering from chronic bronchitis from the factory job where she worked. After that, his dad took over the cooking. In high school, Avila played football, and with his brother, he also began DJing at East LA house parties.
Deep house and hip-hop is what I spun. We do quinceañeras, weddings, house parties. I mean, at the time, though, too, the thing that was so like normal was a lot of violence was going down at those things. Like, kids would go there to have fun. Then I'll never forget, as always, like the cholos would come and be like wanting to crash parties and not pay and start getting in fights and it'd be shootings. We were like 15, 16 years old. It's like, oh, we would scatter. And like once like the adrenaline was gone, we would go, oh, where's the next party at?
After high school, Avila briefly went to community college. Then he and his brother decided to work at the same cardboard factory their dad was at for 20 years.
And I worked as a teamster, a forklift driver, machine packer. If you would see how hot it is to put wax into boxes, you know, the wax is running 227 degrees, kitchens are hot, but it's nothing compared to working on a cascader in a box factory for 12 to 16 hours.
Avila did this for 7 years before going to culinary school at Le Cordon Bleu. Then he worked for fine dining chefs, including Alain Ducasse and Walter Mansky. Now Avila is leading a new wave of L.A. chefs, children of immigrants, classically trained in French cuisine, who blur the lines between high and low. In his case, leaving upscale restaurants to serve street food.
Gorilla Tacos is the emblematic restaurant of what's going on in Los Angeles right now.
LA Times Pulitzer Prize-winning food critic Jonathan Gold has been a Gorilla Tacos fan ever since its food cart days, when he'd stop by to eat and talk with Avila about the Dodgers.
Instead of sitting down for a $150 tasting meal, you're paying $4 or $5 a taco and you're sitting on a curb. It's radical. It's revolutionary.
Early next year, Gorilla Tacos comes full circle, from being a food cart to a food truck to an actual brick-and-mortar restaurant in downtown LA's Arts District. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.